Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. To God be the glory. This is God's day that He has made, and we are absolutely excited and glad in it. Our first Word Wednesday in 2019. Glory be to God. There should be an excitement and an energy around the Word of God, because this Word and the Word throughout this year is going to bear much fruit in your life. I decree and declare that over you, that God's Word over your life will not come back void, but it will accomplish what He sent it to do. Hallelujah. Many of us, even through 2018, Pastor preached, we're still here. And that is God preserving us. That is God keeping us. That is God watching over us. He said, I'm watching over my word to perform it. Come on, people of God. So I'm excited about the word of God tonight, excited about the word of God this up and coming Sunday, even a preach word on the last Sunday of the year, moving forward by faith, because we are still here. Hallelujah. So God is a good God. Yes, He is. Yes, God is a good God. So we are looking forward to this year. Pray that you had a wonderful New Year's Day. And as we are in this new year, get your expectations up. Get your excitement and your energy. Just expect God to do something so wonderful in your life. I'm talking about expecting to be healed. I'm talking about expecting to be delivered, expecting to get out of debt. We are believing God for some breakthroughs on this side of the calendar year. Some of us are believing God for some reconciliation, some restoration. Come on. There's just so much. And we're going to start tonight by looking at this very famous and popular story in our Bible, the woman with the issue of blood. But we're going to start there and go to some other scriptures. But tonight I'm talking about faith in Jesus. We are talking about faith in Jesus. Pastor preached a little bit about Sarah. God said to Sarah, is anything too hard for God? And that was God the Father. That was God the Sovereign God, Elohim God, Creator God. And in our day, the New Covenant, we are under, hallelujah, the reign and rule of Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He said, all power by my Father have been given unto me. So we thank God that we can go to Jesus in the name of Jesus, expecting Jesus to do it. So we got to get back to that name. We got to get back to the power. And that's what the gospel is all about. All of the gospel writers writes about Jesus. And we're going to start in Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5, looking at verse number 25. Thank you, God. Thank God for all of those listening, all those that would tune in as we broadcast tonight. And we're going to open in prayer. But I believe God's going to speak to us as we're talking about having faith in Jesus on tonight. Father, we thank you for the word in advance. We praise you, God. You called us to praise you. You called us to worship you. You called us to look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help only comes from you. God, thank you that you put people in our lives, that you have given us earthly resources, but we know that you are the source. And God, sometimes we get distracted. Sometimes we get off track. Sometimes we get sidetracked and get deceived. But tonight, God, we are refocusing, putting our attention back on the kingdom. So, Lord, minister to us tonight through your word. Help us to believe at a greater degree. Help us to understand at a greater level. Help us, God, to trust you even more so than we did on last year. So, God, we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, people of God, say amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Mark chapter 5, verse number 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all she had and was nothing better but had grew worse when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing that in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "You see all the multitude thronging you, and you sayest, who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. She gave her testimony. And he said unto her, "Daughter, your faith," come on, people of God, "your faith," we're talking about faith in Jesus, "your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague." While he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble you the master any further?" And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Let's start, before we get to Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, let's look at the woman of the issue of blood and see what's going on here, how it pertains to us having faith in Jesus. Before she got to this place of healing and wholeness, God had already dealt with her to get a certain mindset, glory be to God, to form a certain way of thinking, to have a determination that she never had before. She was determined to go to doctors. She was determined to be made free from this infirmity. She wanted and had a desire to be healed, but she was going to the medical profession. She was going to hospitals. She was going to the physicians and using different medicines and different procedures and treatments, and nothing was working. The Bible says she got worse instead of better. She was bleeding more instead of bleeding less. And God, even as I begin to get on the air and talk about this lesson and prepare the lesson, we heard the preaching on last year, and we heard the teaching on last year, and we believed the word of God on last year. But he showed me in the spirit that although we should be free and free indeed, God said there's still some people that I got to get totally free. There's still many people that I got to get totally fixed. There are many of us that we got to be totally functional in the mind of God. We're almost there, but we're not totally there. Glory be to God. I'm so glad he's still working on me. There's some things that we need to be freed from. There's some things that we need to be functional. There's some things that he needs to fix. And God says only he can fix it, only he can free you, and only he can make you functional. That's the God that we serve. And sometimes we brought some things that we should have left in 2018. We brought them into 2019. And God says, no, you're free. You are free from that thing. And the devil's trying to remind you that it's still a part of your life. But we got to put faith in Jesus to really be free and free indeed. That's what this woman, my first point tonight that I want to share, and I pray that you write it down. Sometimes and oftentimes we must do this. Press and push past people. We have to press and push past people to get to our purpose. And there were people around Jesus. There were multitudes around Jesus. There was a crowd of people around Jesus. And sometimes in our lives, we have certain people influencing us, controlling us, dictating to us and sometimes blocking us from our blessing. But this woman was determined to not allow people to keep her from her blessing. I'm going to look at Saul in a moment, but there was a difference from Saul and Moses as it relates to them letting people get to them to do what God did not want them to do. Moses did not let people get to him, but Saul erred and let people get to him and erred and sinned, and it messed up his blessing. But this woman said, oh, no, if I can just press and push past all these people, if I can press and get past all these people, I can be so determined. I'm weakened. I'm not as strong as I should be because I had this issue. I'm sick in my body. I'm not 100% well, but I'm a push and I'm a press. Glory be to God. That's somebody I'm talking to tonight. You're going to push your way to this Bible study. You're going to push your way to church. You're going to push your way to those job interviews and put your resume out there. You're going to push your way to forgive people that you don't want to forgive. You're going to push your way, glory be to God, and shake that sadness off of your life. You're going to push your way and shake your way and press your way and be diligent about it. Because you have faith in Jesus. It's not you, it's the God that you serve, and his name is Jesus. We got to put total trust in God. I was listening to a preacher tonight, and he talked about trusting God, having trust in God. And we see it all in our currency, all on our money, whether it's the coins or whether it's the dollar bills, y'all. We trust in God. And America was built, this nation was built on the foundations and principles of Almighty God through his word. The Constitution of America, the Constitution of the United States, if you read it, if you understand the Declaration of Independence, all these great writings and documents of our country was built on biblical principles. And they got so many wars that they won. They got so many battles that they won. We can become these United Nations and these United States of America because God watched over this nation and kept them from defeated wars, kept them from losing their power and their ability. And they were so grateful that they said, we in God we trust. And that's what God is saying to us tonight. We got to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Proverbs chapter number 3, lean not into our own understanding, but in all of our ways trust God, and he will direct our paths. I said, God, give me a greater trust in you in 2019. That was one of my personal prayers. And I'm done with fasting and praying, but I'm praying, and I prayed this morning, and I went on my knees, and I'm just trusting God and believing God for my family, believing God for my finances, believing God for New Creation Christian Ministries Church. Glory be to God. What a great move of God on Sunday, people of God. We have a good church, an exciting church. We have a dynamic ministry. We have a church, glory be to God, where the presence of God is there. Manifestation of miracles are there. Breakthrough and favor and grace of God is there. His mercy is in that place every time we gather together in his name. The blood of Jesus is in that church. The power of God is manifested in our ministry. And I thank God for that because it's not happening everywhere. We're not boasting, we're not bragging, but we're humbly submitting to the power of God. And thereby, we keep seeing great moves of God. We get testimonies. Pastor, we got this job. Pastor, we got this house. Pastor, we got this healing. Pastor, I'm laying down bad habits and bad ways. Pastor, I had this diagnosis, and God knows, hallelujah, God has healed me. Sort of like this woman with the issue of blood. He said, who touched me? And the Bible says that this woman told Jesus everything. I came to this event. I heard about you. I heard about your healings. I heard about you delivering people. I heard about you performing signs, wonders, and miracles. And I pressed my way to get here. I pushed my way through the people. And I said in my mind, if I can just touch you, I know I'll be made healed and whole. And that's why I touched you, because I believe by faith in you that you can turn my situation around. Glory be to God. That's what God is saying to you and I tonight. When we put faith in him, he can change our families. When we put faith in him, he can give you the job that you really do want and need. When you put faith in him, he can give you the ability and the discipline and the strength to lay down the things you need to lay down. Lay down bad eating habits. Lay down bad memories of what people have done to you and for you and against you. Lay down the pain of the past and the things that keep becoming a stronghold in your life. Lay down the bad thoughts that sometimes trip us up. Those thoughts that you can't do that, accomplish that. You're not able to achieve that. Those are thoughts from the devil. Because my word tells me, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. My word tells me with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. My word tells me, hallelujah, unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can even think about or ask about. So I believe the word of God on tonight. And as we go throughout this year, we're only in the second day of the year, but we got another 363 days in a year. As we go throughout this year, get your faith up. Try to get to church. Try to get the Bible study. Try to get the Tuesday night prayer. Try to read your word in your private devotions. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing through the word of God. Try to pray more. Try to give more. Try to serve more. Try to read the Bible more. Do those personal things. Set some goals and some things that you want to do this year that's going to make you a better Christian. Make you more contagious Christian. Make you a more courageous Christian. Do those things that you may have failed on last year. You set some goals and said, God, I want to talk about my faith more. I want to witness more. God, I want to go to church more. It was 52 Sundays in 2018, and I didn't make all of them, but God, I want to make most of them this year. I want to even give more, and I want to put myself in a position to bless my church more financially. And if you got that desire in your heart, God said, I will give you the desires of your heart. I want to help my pastors. I want to help my church. I want to serve where they need the help. I want to be obedient and faithful to the ministry that I'm a part of. My church is a blessing to me, and I simply want to be a blessing back to them. And we got to go in with a certain mindset this year. From the pastor to the pew, we got to go in with a certain mindset. God, we want to please you. Jesus, we want to please you. God, we want to honor you. And it says, this woman got her healing. This woman got her breakthrough. This woman got her deliverance because she had faith in God. He said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. And now we're looking at, before I get out of this, Mark chapter 5, we're going to go over to see what Saul did, where he did not press and push past the people, and he missed his blessing. But Jairus, the one that came to Jesus first before this woman at the issue of blood touched Jesus, Jesus is walking with Jairus because he came and said, my daughter is sick. Will you come back with me, lay hands on her, and heal her? So Jesus is going back with this ruler of the synagogue. The synagogue is the church. So he is a spiritual leader. He's going back with Jairus to honor this man of God and lay hands on his daughter. But as he's going back to Jairus' house, yes, we see this miracle that happened, that this woman touched him and she got delivered. But the people from Jairus' house are now coming to him before he get back to his home. And they say it like this, Jairus, your daughter is dead. Why trouble Jesus any longer? And as I read that, Pastor, as I read that, it showed me their level of faith. They didn't have a certain level of faith in Jesus like Jairus and this woman with the issue of blood. Because these two knew Jesus could do anything. But they said, why bother Jesus any longer? as if he's not able to do this thing. Come on, somebody. As if it's too late even for Jesus. Ha ha! And they did not have faith enough in Jesus, what I'm talking about tonight, having faith in Jesus, because they could have still said, Jairus, your daughter is dead, but we want to stand in agreement with you and go back to your home with you. If you believe, we're going to believe. If you still trust it and walking towards your house with Jesus, we're going to believe. But Jesus said, as they heard, as Jairus heard the word, immediately he had to rebuke that word and refute that word and counter that word and say, Jairus, don't listen to what they're saying, believe. Sometimes we're under the influence of naysayers and negative people and people who are pessimists instead of optimists. We under the influence of people that don't believe in our faith, don't believe in Christian beliefs, don't believe in Jesus. We sometimes have people that believe in more of this world than the things of God. They don't have a kingdom mindset. They don't have the mind of God. They don't have the things of God in mind for you. And they want to share their opinion with you and their unbelief with you to try to water down or get you in a spirit and a posture of doubt. And sometimes we all have erred and let the wrong people get to our ears. We all have made the mistake and had the wrong conversation with the wrong people. And many of us could have got that blessing in 2018, but glory be to God, I decree and declare over your life in 2019, nobody's going to talk you out of your blessing. Nobody's going to talk you out of your breakthrough. You're not going to let anybody, and I'm not going to let anybody talk me out of every blessing that God has for me in 2019. I want it all. I want all the money he has for me this year. I want all the miracles he has for me this year. I want all the knowledge and understanding that he has for me on this year. I want everything that God has with my name on it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he told Jairus, just believe. I'm not going to read it for the sake of time, but Jairus believed, and they got to his home, and Jesus, not just these people, but all the other negative people that was in the room with the dead little girl, Jesus got in there, took the mom and the dad, the three disciples, Peter, James, and John, all the ones with great faith that Jesus can do this, all the ones with the right mindset, the mom, the dad, believe. These three disciples believe, and we knew Jesus believed that this miracle could take place. Glory be to God. I just need the right people around me. We just need the right people. Glory be to God in the church. Hallelujah. If we come on Sunday with the right spirit, the right mind, and we come with the right expectation, meaning we come in for Jesus. We come in to seek Jesus. We come in to hear from Jesus. We come in to see Jesus. We will see miracles. We will see manifestation. We will see breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So God says your agenda and your motives got to be right, and we're going to see miracles on this year. In 2019, God just ministered to us. Change the way that we think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to 1 Samuel 13. 1 Samuel chapter 13. This woman did not let people get in her way, did not let people stop her. Because we're in a world where there are different kinds of spirits. There's so many religions and beliefs. There's so many opinions about right and wrong. But we have the Bible. We have the Word of God. We have a cloud of witnesses that have already gone on before us that we can read and look and see testimonies of if we do the right things, we'll get the right results. 1 Samuel 13, verse number 8. I'm going to read it kind of fast because there's some other scriptures I want to get to. And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, bring hither me the And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offerings. And it came to pass that as soon as he made an end of the offerings, the burnt offerings, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, what have you done? And Saul said, because I saw that the people, that's what we're talking about, were scattered from me, and that they came not with me, and that you came is not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore said I, he said this to himself, the Philistines will come down now upon me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplications unto the Lord. I forced myself. Listen to his words. I forced myself, therefore, and offered burnt offerings. Saul, you're not a priest. You're not ordained. You're not anointed. You don't have the godly right to give up to God burnt offerings, to offer sacrifices unto God. That's for the priest. That was for Samuel. That was for the prophet. You're a king, Saul. You were supposed to stay in your lane. You were supposed to stay in your place. You were supposed to wait for me. I came within 7 days. I came at the appointed time because the Bible says as soon as you did this, I came. And sometimes we are right there and the enemy, the devil is trying to get us to be disobedient to God. Don't do it, saint. Don't lean out into your own understanding. Don't trust your own thoughts sometimes if it's going to make you go against the plan of God and the word of God. Don't take matters into your own hands if God is not telling you to do that. Sometimes we try to fix our marriage and fix our children and fix our money, and we need to have faith in Jesus to do it. God, I'm praying to you. Jesus, I'm coming to you for my daughter. Jesus, I'm coming to you with my marriage. Jesus, I'm in such a financial dilemma. I'm in so much debt. But Jesus, I know you are the answer because you said I am the way. Jesus, you said I am the truth and I am the life. And Jesus, if you are the way, I need to come to you. Oh, glory be to God. Turn your Bibles. Because we all, you know, what I'm talking about tonight is a process. Yes. And John chapter number 1. Right. Yes. John chapter number 1, we're going to see the first disciples. Jesus chose them like he chose you and I. But guess what? He had to develop them to have faith in him. And it was a process for all of them. But if you read John chapter 1, go to verse number 45. John chapter 1, verse number 45. These are the 12 disciples. He chose them, he handpicked them, and they begin to follow him. But watch this. John 1, verse number 45. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him, of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said to him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guilt. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? How do you know me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto you, I saw you under the fig tree, but leavest thou. Thou shalt see greater things than these. First of all, let's go back to that kind of sarcasm that Nathaniel had. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? You'll find some people that try to interrogate you. Where you from? Where you live? Where do you work? Where did you go to school? Because they're trying to form a judgment and an opinion about you. Glory be to God. There are some people trying to size you up based on your background or your past. And I'm so glad we don't serve a God like that. That it has nothing to do with your upbringing. It has nothing to do whether you came from a broken home. It has nothing to do whether you came from humble beginnings. It has nothing to do with your pedigree or your status. Jesus, oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Jesus calls you because there's greatness on the inside of you. Jesus calls you because you have great possibility and potential on the inside of you. Jesus called you before the foundations of the world. Many are called, but few are chosen. He chose you because there's greatness on the inside of you. And he said to Nathaniel, you're trying to judge me because I'm from Nazareth. You're trying to judge me because Joseph was my father. But now you are honoring me because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree. And Jesus said to him simply, you believe in me and have faith in me because of that little thing. You're going to see greater stuff than that. My God. You're going to see Lazarus raised from the dead. You're going to see blind Bartimaeus get his sight back. Hallelujah. You're going to see the woman who lost her son. Glory be to God. And I'm going to say stop the funeral. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to see some greater things than me seeing you in the spirit under a tree. And that's what Jesus is saying to you and I. I need my people in 2019 to put a greater faith and belief in me. I need you people, God, my sons and my daughters. This is not for the world. This is for all of them who are born again. This is for all of them who are saved. This is for all of them that have experienced salvation, confess with their mouths, believe in their hearts that Jesus is the Son of the living God. We got to realize we have a new spirit. We have to realize we have a new nature. We have to realize we have a new way of doing, a new way of thinking, a new way of believing. That's why our entire ministry is built on 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man or woman be in Christ, they are a new person. The old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Pastor Rebecca and I have seen that in our own lives, and we believe that. That is the foundation of our ministry. That is the belief, glory be to God, of Jesus, that if we are in him, we are different. It's no longer I, but it's Christ in me. Oh, glory, glory, glory. It's no longer you, it's Christ in you. That's why we can confidently say, greater is he that's in you. The world can't make that statement because the world has not received the Holy Ghost. The unbeliever cannot make that statement that greater is he that's in them because they have not confessed Jesus as Lord. But those listening to me, and if you're not a Christian and you're listening to me, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whom shall ever believe in him shall never perish but shall have eternal life, you shall be saved. It says, everyone that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Yes. Yes. Amen. So salvation is simple. But what we're doing tonight, discipleship, is a little more detailed. My God. Becoming a disciple is a little more involved. So I thank God for you who see the importance of Bible study and midweek service and Word Wednesday. I thank God for all of you who are seeking God through His Word. I thank God for each and every one of you who are getting a greater understanding of the Bible and the Scriptures. I thank God for all of you who have a hunger and thirst for the Word of God, the deeper things of God. We got so many that just want the milk. I'm not going to go to the Scripture, but He says, so many come to me saying, Lord, Lord, but they're coming for the two fish and the five loaves. They're coming to me only for the goodies. They're coming to me only for the blessings. And yes, we need to come to God to be blessed, but that should not be the only reason. Amen. Thank you, God. We got to give a balanced gospel, like we need to eat a balanced diet. It can't be all fun and games. But we gotta believe God. We gotta believe God. We gotta believe God that God loves us so much that when He corrects us, when He compels us, when He convicts us to do the right thing and to do right by Him, God will honor us as we honor Him. Amen, somebody. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Look at John chapter number 2. If we're still in John, we're talking about discipleship right now, just for a minute, becoming disciples. Let's see how Jesus got these people that did not know His power and His majesty. Let's see how Jesus got them to believe in Him and to have faith in Him. This was the process for them before the upper room, before the resurrection, before the crucifixion. Jesus had to do some things in the earth realm. And that's just like you and I today. None of us know it all. None of us have arrived, as Paul would say. But we all need Jesus. We all need God. Look at John chapter 2. We're still in John, the book of John chapter 2 now. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and His disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he say unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up with the water to the brim. And He said unto them, draw out now and bear unto them the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth the good wine, and when men have drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. Verse number 11, they begin to put their faith in Jesus. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth His glory. And His disciples believed on Him. And that's what God is saying. I know I'm not the only one on this prayer line who's experienced the hand of God on their lives. Not just the cancer situation that He brought me out of, but even before that, God did some things in Anthony's life. Even before that, I believe God did some things in your life to get you to put greater faith in Him. But along the way, the devil sometimes have interfered and deceived you and me sometimes as we seek God in a greater way. But tonight, God says all of us get back in faith. Get back in a greater faith in Jesus. Get back in a greater belief in Jesus. Get back with greater. My point number 2 was develop and to build faith in Jesus. Point number one was to press and push past people to get to your purpose. And my point number two was develop and build a greater faith in Jesus. God wants to give us the job that we want. He wants to repair our marriages. God wants to give us better healing and better health. He wants us to not be sad. He wants us to have greater expectation and excitement for the future. He wants many of us to put down bad habits and bad things that keep making our lives worse instead of better. God wants us to think differently, and that's the Jesus that we put our faith in. Lord, we tried. We tried to do it with our will. We tried to make a New Year's resolution. We tried to have a better power and authority over this thing that we know is no good for us. But we cannot do it in our own strength. We need your strength, God. We need your We need your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He said, I've given you power over the power of the devil. I give you all power over his power. We got to exercise that authority. Oh, my goodness. Boy, let me see. Let me see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, let's go there. Let's go there. Matthew chapter number 8. Matthew chapter number 8. You and I have been given authority. We have been given authority by Jesus, and we got to exercise that authority, because when we put faith in him, he said, if you do it in my name, if you ask in my name, you will perform miracles in my name. And in Matthew chapter number 8, yeah, that's what I wanted, Christ heals the sick. There's a leper and there's a servant of a Praetorian soldier that's sick in this particular chapter. And Jesus heals both of them. The leper and the centurion's sick servant was all healed because they put faith in Jesus. But let's look at the authority piece. I wanna look at the authority piece. But let's read some of it. Matthew chapter number 8, verse number 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, you can make me clean. In other words, Jesus, if it's your will, you can heal me. And Jesus put forth his hands and touched him, saying, I will, it is my will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. It was gone. Jesus laid hands on this leper because this leper had faith in the power of Jesus. And sometimes, you know, when I was battling cancer, my wife would come and lay hands on me sometimes at the hospital. She would touch and agree. Many of you came to the hospital when I was in Morristown Medical Center, trusted God and believed God and touched me and believed God for my healing, because the laying on of hands is one significant way. Jesus said in the end of Mark, he said, you will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Mark chapter 16, you will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. We got that from this text, and we also got that from Mark as Jesus ascended. You lay hands on the sick, and when Jesus gave them authority, in Luke 9 and 10, the Bible said they lay hands on the sick, and the sick was healed. And we're still laying hands on the sick in 2019, and they're being healed. My God. We're still anointing with oil, and they're being healed. The Bible says, bring them to the elders of the church. They'll pray the prayer of faith, anointing them with oil, laying hands on the sick, and it said the sick will be healed. My God. And that's faith in Jesus, and that's faith in the word of God. But I want to get to the authority piece, that you and I have been given authority. Look at verse number 5. And when Jesus was entering to Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of a palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Jesus' intent was to do what he did with this leper, go and lay hands on that centurion's servant to make him whole and healed. But listen to the centurion's response that had faith in Jesus. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, that's that word, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he go, and to another, come, and he come. And to my servant, do this, and they do it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in all of Israel. He said, Jewish brothers and sisters, those of the household of faith, those that should have great faith in me and my power, don't even operate under this kind of authority that this centurion is displaying right now. He said, Jesus, I believe that you got that authority above all authority, that if you just send your word, my servant will be healed. Glory be to God. I understand authority. I tell people to do stuff and they do it. I tell people not to do stuff and they don't do it, because they understand I'm in a position of authority. And God is saying to you and I tonight, take authority. Take power, take control over that situation with the blood of Jesus. Oh, matter of fact, I plead the blood over your life right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over sickness right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over any tormenting demon trying to torment you in your mind, trying to trouble you in your spirit, any spirit that is contrary to God tonight, any antichrist spirit that's trying to trouble you and worry you, we bind that spirit up tonight. What we bind on earth, we're talking about authority. What we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And what we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. God wants you to bind that thing up. He wants you to bind that spirit up off of your children. He wants you to bind that fear up off of your life. He wants you and I to bind anything that's not of God off of our path toward the things of God. We have the authority. And sometimes the devil put us in doubt. The devil put us in fear. The devil put us back in the spirit of unbelief. But no more. No more, devil. 2019 is a different day. It's a new day. It's a, oh my God. Isaiah 43. Pastor, preach, I'm still here. Let's look at Isaiah 43 and let's see why we're still here, and let's see what God wants from us. And I believe the Bible speaks for itself. Even in Isaiah 43, this was the prophetic word through the prophet Isaiah as it related to the coming Messiah, as it related to the coming Jesus. But listen to what he says as he restores his people. Because time and time again in the Old Testament, the people of God sinned against God. And as they sinned against God, God restored them as they repented. And sometimes, I was sharing with my wife, I think and through a conversation or through ministry, I don't know what it was, but I was sharing with her that sometimes I believe, even myself, the Bible says repent of sins known and unknown. Sometimes I believe we don't repent enough. We don't say we're sorry enough to God. We don't go to God enough saying, God, I'm just not getting it right. Help me. God, I keep missing it. Help me in this area. I'm still mean to my wife. I'm still mean to my husband. I'm still caught up in this sin. I'm still letting my lust lead me. I'm still missing the mark in this area. And we're not repenting. We're not turning. We're not asking God for that help. Well, we need the help. The things that tripped me up in my early walk was because I came from the world, and I was used to doing things of the world, and there were some things I was used to doing from the world that I kept doing even as a Christian, and I asked God for help in those areas, and he gave me help in those areas. Amen. You know, I used to drink. Before Christ, I did drugs. I indulged in certain things. I watched certain content, but as I became a Christian, I said, God, help me to have different desires. Help me to have a different heart and different wants. God, help me in the area where I'm weak, because we all have weaknesses. Amen. We all have weaknesses. We all have those vulnerable areas in our life where we need God to help us. And if we don't ask him, if we don't get transparent and get naked before our God and ask him, Lord, this thing is a stronghold. This thing got me. I need your help. That is what we're talking about tonight, having faith in Jesus. And if you come to him that humbly, there's no good thing he will withhold from you. Hallelujah. You'll see, you'll be, people struggling, smoking cigarettes or struggling doing certain things and struggling with unforgiveness. One day you'll look up and be like, I ain't mad no more at that person. I don't even desire the nicotine anymore. That person that had a soul tie, I had a soul tie to for years, I don't even want them like that no more. Because Jesus removed it. Glory. God took that thing away. God dealt with it spiritually. And some things are going to be natural, some things are going to be supernatural, but we got to come to him. We got to come to him. Even as, you know, when I talk like that, God, boom, puts a scripture in my mind. Before I can get my thoughts out, he told me, because I just like to back stuff up with scripture. I don't like things to be my opinion and only my opinion. I like my form and my thinking to be backed up with scripture, especially when I'm teaching. So when the scripture pops up in my mind, I try to go there. And then I try to put emphasis on that thought. But my thought was that pastor preached on Sunday, we're still here. In Isaiah 43:2, I thought about this scripture even when she said it. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, my God, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Look at verse number 18 and 19. Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Verse number 21, this people have I formed for myself, that they shall show forth my praise. Listen to how this fits together. When you go through the fire, when you go through the flood, I will be with you. Many of us have gone through fire situations on last year. We have gone through some waters that was above our head on last year. But through it all, God brought you out and God brought you through it. You was not in that hot situation by yourself. You was not in that uncomfortable situation all by yourself. If you went through a divorce, if you went through surgery, if you went through bankruptcy or foreclosure, if you lost some things on 2018, God was there with you through it all. Glory be to God. If you went through a painful breakup with somebody, a long-term relationship, God was there with you. If you went through a disappointment and discouragement, challenging moment, God was there through it all. That's why I did not consume you. That's why I did not destroy you. That's why I did not overwhelm you, because God was there with you. And my wife said, we're still here. Glory be to God. You are still here in 2019. Glory be to God. And then he says, behold, because you're still here, I'm doing a new thing. Hallelujah. In 2019, get ready for God to do something new in your life. All year long, get ready for God to change something in your life. There's an end and there's a beginning to everything. But I believe God is about to do something new and wonderful in your life. God is about to show you something different that's going to bless you. God is about to change something that's been around far too long in your life. God is about to do something new. He said, behold, I'm doing something new in your life. I'm going to give you a new job. I'm going to give you a new relationship. I'm going to give you some new friends. I'm going to give you a new place to live. I'm going to give you something new to drive. I'm going to give you a new way of thinking and a new way of doing. Behold, I do a new thing. And watch this, glory be to God. I brought you through the fire. I brought you through the flood. I'm going to do a new thing in your life because I love you that much. I'm going to bless you. But it says it in verse 21. He says it right here, because you're supposed to praise me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I did it all because I want you to praise me. I did it all because I want you to give me the glory. I did it all, hallelujah, because I want you to honor me and praise me and worship me. That's why I blessed you. That's why I brought you out. That's why I healed you. That's why I restored your situation. That's why I reconciliated some things, because I want you to praise me. Let's give him a praise right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We praise you, God. Thank you for fixing the marriage. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you for giving us a new job, God. Thank you for bringing us out of that bad relationship in the name of Jesus. Thank you for keeping our children, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for manifesting miracles in our life. Glory be to God. We praise you. We exalt you. We magnify your name. We shout glory. We say hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, Lord. We magnify your name. We exalt the name which is above every name. We say hallelujah. We bless that name, that wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's the God we serve. We got to always praise him. We got to always worship him. We got to, it said, in all things give thanks. It says not for all things. It says, in all things, in all things, Thessalonians said, give them thanks. Because we believe that all things work together for our good, for those who love God, called according to his purpose. So, yes, even in that, and it can be painful, it can be hurtful, it can be something that you don't want. It said, in all things, give them thanks. James said it like this, count it all joy. Count it all joy. When you fall into different temptation. That's a hard thing to do. The world can't do that. But we Christians can do it. We can do all things through Christ, who gives us strength. We can do all things through Christ, who gives us strength. So we're going to pray. We're going to believe God as we pray out tonight.
Yeah.
That God's going to bless us, bless the ministry, bless our service on Sunday.
Yes, God.
Bless you even as you go down from this place tonight.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that your faith in Jesus is now stronger. I pray that your faith in Jesus is more urgent for you.
Yes, God.
Because God can do it. Jesus can do it.
Yes.
Through the power of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
all things are possible.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for your word tonight.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you that we have a greater faith in Jesus.
Yes, God.
Even as we approach the Lord's Day on Sunday and go through the rest of this week, the first week of this year, God, we believe even as we go through this year, no matter what happens and when it happens and how it happens. Help us to keep faith in you.
My God.
Help us, God, to trust you, even when the unexpected happens, even when the thing that we didn't see coming happens. Help us to believe and trust in you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That you will never put on us more than what we can bear.
Yes, God. Thank
you. You will never put on us more than what we can handle.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
So, God, in spite of the hardship, in spite of the discouragement, in spite of the disappointment, help us to keep faith in Jesus all year long.
Yes, Lord.
So, Jesus, we trust you.
Yes, God.
We trust you. And we believe in you. Just like your 12 disciples, we are the disciples of this 21st century.
Yes.
We are the light of this world. We are the salt of this earth.
Yes, God.
And we want a well done. Once we close our eyes on this side of glory, we want to hear well done. So help us to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you tonight. If you're in the New Jersey area, please come and worship with us on Sunday. If you're so led, please sow that seed, the first Word Wednesday on this year. We really can use and do need your faithful giving. We have a local church. Keep the doors of the church open. We have a lease payment that we do pay, and there's no amount too small that help us do the work of the ministry.
Yes.
And Pastor Rebecca and I thank you for every dime, every dollar, every $20, every $50, the $100 that you sow into this church to help us do the work of this ministry.
Yes.
We have so many needs, so many ideas that we want to implement into the church this year, and your faithful giving is going to help us do that.
Amen.
So we thank you in advance for that. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Good night, everyone. See you on Sunday in Jesus' name, 1482 Maple Avenue, 12:30 start. We start on time, and we thank God for you, Hillside, New Jersey. Maplewood, New Jersey is going to be a powerful Hillside, New Jersey. Pastor said we're in Hillside, New Jersey, 1482 Maple Avenue.
Yes.
Amen. Don't go to Maplewood. That's another city in New Jersey. Come to Hillside, New Jersey. We're in Hillside, New Jersey. To God be the glory.
God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Love and blessings from us. Amen. God bless you. Amen.